is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Ukraine. Remarks by the President of the United States in these last days about Ukraine, creating much turmoil in Europe. The President's remarks that is specifically pointed to is when, during his press conference, he said, it's one thing if it's a minor incursion and then we end up having to fight about what to do and not do. Just that. Talking about the possibility of Russia invading again the sovereign territory of Ukraine. I welcome John Bolton, former National Security Advisor to the President of the United States, former ambassador to the United Nations from the President of the United States. John, when you heard the word minor, the two words minor incursion, what were your first thoughts? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, I thought the president didn't understand his own policy. What do you mean minor incursion? The whole point of this exercise, I thought, was that the United States and Europe were trying to say to Russia something we had all thought was sealed in 1945, that we would accept no further changes in European borders brought about by the use of force. So when you talk about minor incursions, major incursions, and really what was just as troubling about what President Biden said was if it were a minor incursion, he didn't know what we would do, and we'd have to argue about it. So if you're Vladimir Putin, this looks very much like an engraved invitation. I mean, everybody's got a definition of what a minor incursion is, and it relates to something I've been writing about, that we're all focused on, or have been, on the possibility of a full-up Russian invasion where they try and take control of all of Ukraine. That's one option. I think it's still there, unfortunately, still possible. But other options include just taking a big chunk of Ukraine. And what worries me is that Biden has signaled the possibility that Europe and the United States would say, is that all there is? That's not so bad. It could have been a lot worse. And then Russia pays a much reduced price. In Putin's mind, that's a win.
The Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, is on an embassy, which is characterized in the London media as high stakes, crisis, last ditch. All those metaphors aside, he visited Kiev first and then on to Berlin in these last hours to consult with the UK foreign minister, the German foreign minister, the French foreign minister, and I believe Mr. Olaf Scholz, the chancellor, as well. However, after he left Kiev, President Zelensky had something to say about the term minor incursion. This, John, with the fact of that 110 miles from where he spoke is the Belarus border. And I was told in these last days that the snap exercises that Russia called with its troops in Belarus is like a knight checking a king. You know, here I am. Where are you? Mr. Zelensky said in these last hours today, after Mr. Blinken left, we want to remind the great powers that there are no minor incursions and small nations, just as there are no minor casualties and little grief from the loss of loved ones. It sounds to me, John, that things did not go well between Mr. Blinken and Mr. Zelensky.
Yeah, hard to say how tough it was in their actual meeting and how much angst was generated once they heard what Biden had to say. But unmistakably throughout Ukraine, people were shocked at this. You know, Putin can do a lot. You mentioned the exercise in Belarus. There's another kind of exercise he could do. He could send tank columns across the border from Belarus heading straight toward Kiev. He could get right to the city limits. He could drive around the city of Kiev and then leave again. That's the kind of shock treatment that that could give Putin all that he needs and to intimidate all the other former countries once part of the Soviet Union. This is the sort of thing I very much worry that the Biden administration hasn't thought about. Or one possible meaning of the president's minor incursion remark is they have thought about it, and as he seems to indicate, don't know what they would do. That's even worse. That is the kind of a green light for a Russian action, because we don't know what the consequences would be.
We have another comment from the foreign minister of Ukraine with an interview with the Wall Street Journal in these last hours. He said, Mr. Kuleba, speaking of minor and full incursions or full invasion, you cannot be half aggressive. You're either aggressive or you're not aggressive. We should not give Putin the slightest chance to play with quasi-aggression or small incursion operations. This aggression was there since 2014. This is the fact. John, it looks to me that the president's remarks has started another debate in Europe about what is to be done. I want to go to not Kiev, which is not a member of NATO, but to NATO itself. The story is that Berlin is reluctant. I don't know about all the other players. I know the Eastern Europeans are quite intimidated by all of this. Is your measure that NATO is the right place to respond to Mr. Putin? Must it be the United States that responds?
Well, certainly we would prefer to do it with NATO, but it raises the fundamental point. You know, Biden some weeks ago, on his own, with no Russian concession at all, said that use of U.S. military force was off the table. So that meant he was stating publicly that the deterrent structures he was trying to create would be almost entirely economic. That was a big giveaway, and Putin, I'm sure, made an appropriate check mark next to that in his little black book. I think it's time we come face to face with hypocrisy here. If ultimately you are not prepared to carry through on your threats about how serious the consequences to Russia are going to be and how big a mistake it would be if they came across the Ukrainian border, if you really don't mean that, why don't you just say, have at it, Vlad. We're not going to do anything. At least then you'd spare everybody a lot of pain and uncertainty.
These remarks from Secretary Blinken in Berlin after his meeting, we presume, with all these dignitaries worried about NATO. Mr. Blinken said, what I heard President Biden said yesterday is that he doesn't believe that President Putin has yet made up his mind. Our task is to make clear the different options that President Putin actually has before him. Dialogue and diplomacy on the one hand, conflict and consequences on the other, to hopefully deter and dissuade him from renewing his aggression against Ukraine. I'm puzzled, John. It sounds as if the United States is waiting on Putin. It sounds as if we're reactive, not proactive. I believe you have said just recently to me that better late than never, send the arms. Britain sending the arms, would that make it clear to Mr. Putin that there will be a price?
Well, I think that's certainly one thing to do. I mean, I do believe it's correct that Putin hasn't made a final decision what he's going to try and grab. He's trading off how much he would like to get versus what the potential costs are. And, you know, you can get a lot, but at a high cost. You can take a little, maybe at a low cost. He obviously wants to get the most he can at the lowest possible price. And that's exactly why indicating that somehow we're uncertain about what our reaction is going to be plays into his hands. I think all these threats of economic sanctions after the Russian troops cross the border do not have credibility with Putin. This has been we've seen this play before, and Russia comes away with the Crimea and a presence in eastern Ukraine and very little pain. I think let me come back to Nord Stream 2, the natural gas pipeline, and why we need the Germans to stand up and say, you know, actually, given our history, we don't want to see the use of military force in Europe. And we're telling Russia right now, we're turning Nord Stream 2 off until you get all of your forces that are currently in Ukraine from 2014, get them out. Then we'll talk about the pipeline turning back on. If you don't put the pressure on Putin now, after Russian forces cross the border, I'm afraid it's too late.
John Bolton, former National Security Advisor to the President of the United States. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.